You're listening to SBS News.
Accommodation giant Airbnb is urging its Canberra hosts to use Harmony Community Cleaning to get their places ready for guests. The online platform is also funding a business development manager to help the company expand and provide more permanent jobs for refugees. It's a big boost for the cooperative enterprise, comprised of about 40 Karen refugees who fled Myanmar and Thailand before settling in Canberra. About half of its members were previously employed by a company that was found guilty of underpayment and ordered to pay more than $230,000 in compensation in 2015. United Voice ACT Secretary Lyndall Ryan said the language barrier and the lack of a manufacturing industry in the nation's capital means many refugees' first job in Australia is with cleaning companies.
They were badly mistreated by their employers, which is also a very, very common story in the cleaning industry. Workers are regularly exploited, and in fact it's more common to find someone who's been badly treated or underpaid than it is to find the lucky ones that happen to be getting their legal entitlements. You know, it's such a big problem.
United Voice, which represents cleaners, helped set up Harmony Community Cleaning with several union members volunteering. Miss Ryan says a retired cleaner who was a refugee from Chile donated his equipment.
He continues to support them because he knows how difficult it is to come to a country and start from scratch. He'd had to do it, and now he's helping them to do it.
She urged Airbnb hosts and other companies to consider more than the price when hiring cleaners and to investigate the treatment of workers.
Very, very often we see people paying, you know, in excess of market rates, paying quite well, but not being able to guarantee that the treatment of the cleaner is any better.
Karen refugee Aker Le, known as Jack, is still owed thousands of dollars from his previous employer, but he's determined to focus on the future rather than look back.
Money is not the problem. Even we don't get anything, but we want, we bring out, we stand out, we stand for our community, so that later on the people who work in the community for the cleaning industry doesn't be treated the same like we've been treated.
He said working for Harmony is a totally different experience from his first job.
Because mostly the people, the Harmony company are current people. So if they don't understand anything, they can go and ask for help, and then the leaders or whoever the manager can explain to them. Even though they don't understand it, they can go to our friends and then they can get, you know, if they need something, their need will be met.
Jack now has a job as a disability carer, but he hopes the company will continue to expand to a point where it can provide all Canberra refugees with their first job in their new home. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.